Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, this is Coach Anna McCoy. I apologize. We had some real challenges trying to get to you today, but we've got a great show ready for you, and we want to welcome you to Woman Act Now Radio. We have our guest, Madonna Alexis, who is going to be calling in today, and she is one of our Do It Girls of the Month. And if you want to watch live, you might have some challenges doing that, but we're going to try it anyway because we've got some technical challenges. Oh, y'all could already see me over there. So this is Coach Anna McCoy. And also I have a guest for you, a special guest today from Live Clutter Free with Rebecca Kirksberg. She's going to be joining us on the show today as well, and I think she probably has already arrived. And I want you to get your questions ready because she's got something to say, and I know that you're going to be impacted by what she has to say. So, again, this is Coach Anna McCoy. All month we've been talking about decluttering your life, decluttering all the different things around you, your mind, your spirit, your space. And so what a great way to end today's our monthly message of decluttering, simplifying, and renewing your life with an expert. So we have Madonna Alexis who will be calling in. But what I want to do is I believe I have Rebecca on the line right now, and I want to invite you to the show. Rebecca, are you there?
Yes. Hello, Anna. How are you today?
I am doing excellent. So you're actually here first, so I'm going to go with you first, and we're going to get to talking about some of that decluttering, you know, all those great tools you want to share with us today, because I was sharing your website with a couple of the ladies that was here a couple of days ago and just going through some of the questions, and I mean, you know what, you've got some pretty powerful questions there asking about, you know, various different things in your life. You know, I think one of the questions was, is your husband upset with you or something about your what's going on in your house, or, you know, all the stuff, or you're walking over stuff. So we want to be able to, first of all, learn a little bit about who you are. So with that, tell us a little bit about your business, Clutterbug, and also
yes.
About who you are.
Well, hi, I am Rebecca Kirkbride, the owner and founder of Clutterbug. Our tagline is Live Clutter Free. You know, when you think about clutter, there are people that define clutter as perhaps you being a hoarder.
Mm.
There's a big difference between clutter and hoarding. Clutter essentially is disorderly environments, thoughts, actions. Clutter typically causes problems in the home. It can cause problems in your relationships. And the worst aspect of clutter is that it causes a heightened level of anxiety.
Mm-hmm.
Now, a person who's a hoarder has an obsessive compulsive need to hoard items to make themselves feel more comforted. It's like a shopaholic or an alcoholic or a drug addict. They have a void in their life. That's not what we're talking about. We're talking about living in a society where people are overwhelmed and overwrought by their schedules. And what happens is, instead of having a place for an item, you simply place it wherever it's convenient.
Mm.
And then what happens is that habit gets formed, and before you know it, you're surrounded by items in your home, and each day it becomes more and more oppressive. And so what we do is we come in, we give you a free consultation, we ask you about what your needs and goals are, and we look at what your priorities are. We typically, if you have your office in your home, what we first do is tackle the office. The office is your stream of income.
Mm.
So therefore, that office must be meticulous. And then we go into the other rooms that you use most, which is typically the kitchen and the laundry room. If you can't find what you're going to wear to a meeting, then you find yourself in a time crunch, your anxiety level raises, and your ability to be successful diminishes. And so what we do is we move through each room based on your priorities, and we create a system that you can identify with, whether it's color, numbers, labels, bins, organized piles, believe it or not, and we do our utmost to create an environment that you can identify with and that you can learn to maintain.
Mm. Well, let me ask you some questions. How'd you get into this business of decluttering the lives of others? I don't know how you do it because I can't stand my clutter, let alone somebody else's clutter.
Well, you know what's really very interesting? From the time I was a small child, I found myself organizing friends. So I think that I was born with the gift of organization. However, what really led me to this business, I was a real estate professional for 25 years. I worked for Fortune 5 companies, Fortune 500 companies. And in the area of senior management, developing, managing, and overseeing apartments, office buildings, executive office suites. And oftentimes we would have to take over a property that was just a disaster. It would have to be reshaped and repositioned from the inside out. And so I had the great privilege of working with professionals in every field imaginable. And I learned while working with these individuals how to best present a property,
mm-hmm.
how to best run an office, and how to best teach people how to maintain that. And when the real estate market started going south, I thought, okay, Rebecca, what is your God-given gift? And it was an epiphany. I said, you know what? I'm very good at decluttering people, keeping them organized, decorating, staging, and restylizing. And that's what Clutterbug does.
Mm. So now when you think about, I think that's just awesome that you have the patience to do it. And
yes.
so with that, one of the things that I want to ask you about, and I'm sure we have several people on our program today or listening to the program today, and I'm working it from several different angles today. From my iPhone, I'm running my little switchboard because my computer is giving me some issues here. And so we have several people who are listening to the call, and I have several people who are actually watching us via the live broadcast, because there is a live broadcast of me having this conversation with you. So I want to talk a little bit. We've talked throughout the month, and we want to hear from you as the expert. We've talked about many people, and one of the questions you have or you address is, do you find it hard to decide what is worth keeping and what is not? So that's
exactly.
been a real challenge for us, because throughout the month of April, we have challenged our members to declutter. And this week, actually, we are decluttering our mind from forgiveness, you know, procrastination, going back, fixing some broken promises, broken commitments, you know, freeing our mind from worry and anxiety, a part of that whole decluttering process. But through the earlier part of this month, we were talking about what do we keep and what do we throw away. And I gave the lady some examples and some ideas, but we want to hear from you. How do you make that distinction?
Well, what I typically do with my clients is we create three different boxes. One is a keeper, maybe, and donation. Our emphasis is on donation because what we don't use, we can certainly give to others. And the first thing I ask the client to think about is, when was the last time you used this, whether it's a widget, whether you wore it, whether you watched it, whatever it is, how often do you use this particular item, and what level of importance does it play in your life? How does it support you? How does it serve you? How does it further you? And if a person can't answer those questions quickly and easily, we know it's not a keeper.
Mm.
Now, if you pick up an item and, I'm sorry?
Wait one second, because how does it support you?
How does it support you? How does it serve you? How does it further you?
Oh, okay.
And, you know, and not every item supports you, serves you, or furthers you. And the reason we use that expression is the clothing that I wear supports my image that I project to my clients, friends, and family.
Okay.
Does this particular outfit exemplify what I am trying to convey? Is it the size that I wear? Is it a size that I will be able to ever wear again? You know, as we get older, our bodies change, and I think a lot of times women hold on to clothing thinking, you know what? I'm going to go on that diet, and I'm going to fit into my favorite outfit, and then next year comes, and the next year comes. And it's not about, well, goodness, I'm just not in good shape. As we age, our bodies change.
Yes.
And styles change.
Yes.
And I think it's very important to stay current and to accept yourself just the way you are.
So does it support you, serve you, and further you? And that was a great example of, you know, what you're wearing, does it support the image? You know, I wouldn't have probably thought of it in that manner as it related to clothing, but actually it's a very good example. And I was up here messing around while you were saying that because I have a T-shirt on it with Woman Act Now on my shirt. You said, does this, and I was like, no, you look at this T-shirt. You know it doesn't. You know, this is what I'm kind of mouthing into the camera. So when you think about that, I love that example. That's certainly going to help us. Give us an example, for instance, when you I like the fact, and I know what, I think I have a good idea of what it means, but let's talk a little bit because I love examples. Just like you just really opened my eyes because immediately I thought about a couple of items that I've been holding on to that I'm probably never going to wear. I don't know why I'm emotionally involved with these things, but I am. And but that helped me when you said, does it really support the image or what you really, you know, want to project about yourself? So tell us about that furthering. I like that word.
Well, when you think about furthering yourself, supporting yourself, does it serve my purpose? Am I a homemaker? Am I a accountant? What is it that I serve, and what serves me best? So people hold on to pocketbooks and shoes and clothing that they'll never use again. They hold on to it because they think, you know, I like it. It's something that I really treasured, I cherished. But unfortunately, it no longer serves what I'm doing. It no longer serves the fact that I'm no longer a homemaker. I am now a professional tax accountant. And so for me to wear that pair of shorts or those slacks or carry that handbag into a professional environment does not serve my purpose. Now, in a social circumstance, does it serve my purpose? Well, perhaps not, because if it's 3, 4, 5, or 6 years old, it may not fit properly, it may be worn, and it may not be current. And so certainly, you know, there are certain designs that are classic that will never go out of style, but I think it's very important that you always put your best person first. You want to put your best face forward. You want to put your best foot forward. You don't want to be a person who's living in the past. And as you said, you know, earlier in your training, you were talking about how people have clutter in their mind.
Mm-hmm.
Oftentimes, a cluttered mind creates a cluttered environment. So how can you be furthered if you've got one foot in the past and one foot in the future, and you're not living in the present? It's so important to live in the now and create tomorrow by what you do today.
Now, you know, you are speaking our language, Rebecca, and I, you know, I don't know what the other women are doing. I wish I could see somebody, because they can see me, and I am responding, because, you know, the way I broadcasted today is, you know, I'm real close in the camera so that I could cover up all that clutter that was behind me. So, and you began to talk about it, I just kind of moved myself out of the way and showed you all my beauty.
You know what's really very interesting about that is that people avoid clutter. Oftentimes what happens is people walk around their clutter. They shove it in a drawer. They put it in a closet so that they can't see it. But ignoring it does not make it go away. What happens is sometimes people don't get their bills paid on time. Perhaps an office project is neglected.
Mm-hmm.
Perhaps a home problem or issue becomes worse because you ignore it. You say to yourself, I just simply don't have the time.
Mm-hmm.
And I say, you can't afford not to make the time. Because when you make the time to have a place for everything in your home, you have serenity, you have efficiency, you have calm, peace, and what happens is it creates a harmonious environment, whether it be with your husband, your children, your friends, your family, because you're not embarrassed. You're not always trying to hide what you don't want others to see.
Well, you know, that's true. You know, I was thinking, and that's only because I'm crazy, and I know some other people who are crazy too. And I was thinking, as you were saying, yes, you know, we took time this month to also declutter our junk drawer. We decluttered our trunk. We decluttered our makeup bag. And then I got to looking around. I said, you know what, I'm just moving on out of here. I'm moving into a new room. My husband, it was so funny. I told Shauna, my assistant, I said, you know, my husband knows how to declutter, because we got to talking about all of this decluttering, and, you know, I'm pulling and throwing everything, and he can hear me. You're into that decluttering thing again? I said, yes, honey, I'm just throwing this stuff out, just throwing it away. And I said, I'm getting ready to go do my truck. And so I said, you really need to declutter yours. Yours is awful. Well, he went and bought a new car. So his truck is clean. I said, I guess that's one way to declutter. Just go buy a brand new car. It comes clean, empty, you know, the way you see life. So let's talk a little bit about when you think about decluttering and some of the issues that we have faced. I had a question from one of our comment from one of our members this month, and I thought it was quite interesting, is that her challenge was letting go of things that were broken, because she thought even though it was broken, someone else can fix it and maybe it would be beneficial to her. Could you respond to that and maybe give us some ideas on how she can let it go?
Well, I think that that is, and it's interesting because clutter is tied in with your psychological, your spiritual, and your physical well-being. Mm-hmm. And when something breaks and you're attached to it, you feel like there is a part of you that has broken too. And so you think to yourself, how can I put this back together and preserve it? And I think one of the very first things that people need to learn is how to work on themselves and say to themselves, you know, why am I attached to this item? Why do I desire for it to be made whole? Am I whole? Am I broken? What is it within myself that I need to take a closer look at? And, you know, people get attached to things. They get attached to homes. They get attached to cars. They get attached to shoes. And I think it's because it gives them a level of comfort and it's familiar and they can count on it and it doesn't talk back and it's always available. You know, and when you look at our relationships with people, well, that's just not the way it is. Mm-hmm. And so inanimate objects often replace healthy relationships. Mm. And you know, clutter interferes in our ability to have a healthy relationship.
Mm-hmm. Wow. I am, while you're speaking, I am Twittering and Facebooking all of your comments and inviting folks over here to listen to you while we have you on the line, because I think you're doing an awesome job just explaining to us, you know, about clutter, and you're doing it in a way, I think, that certainly what I am experiencing, I mean, we've been talking, I mean, we cluttered out, you know what I'm saying?
Oh, and, yes.
Because we've been talking about it all month long. You know, we've been coaching about it. We've been helping women. So for those of you who may have just joined us and listening to the show, you're listening to Coach Anna McCoy with my guest, Rebecca Kirkbride, who is also the founder of Clutterbug, and she's here in the Dallas-Fort Worth, the metro area. And she's going to be a big surprise for you tomorrow. You're going to see her in person here at Woman Act Now, at our monthly meeting, because I wanted to bring an expert into this environment, because our responses really, Rebecca, have been so powerful that women are really, when you finally face this issue, you know, we had one of our coaching sessions earlier this month, and she was just talking about, I don't even know where to begin, you know, I've got so much stuff, and she's in her living room, and I said, well, why don't you just take a minute to look around? Just find one thing in that room that you could start to work on. What are you willing to give up? What are you willing to release? And what are you willing to, what we call, sell it, trade it, or give it away? Okay,
that's
wait.
Right.
Sell it, trade it. I think those are the three. Sell it, trade it, or give it away.
And, absolutely.
So, in fact, you know what? Because I love books, because, you know, one of your questions here, do you have multiple copies of books, software, clothing and any other items because you couldn't find what you already owned when you needed it?
Yes.
That seems to be one of my problems because, you know, this whole decluttering thing really got me to thinking. But in this particular situation, this young lady said, you know, I said, what can you put your hands on that you know you don't need, that you know it's time to just let it go, that you've been looking at over a long period of time? She says, all of these jewel cases, these CDs, CD
mm-hmm.
jewel cases, that they don't even have a CD anymore. Much less tell you what they are, but a bunch of plastic, you know, covers. And so I said, I tell you what, well, I want you to walk over there and I want you to pick up 10 of them right now. You can do it, girl. I want you to pick up 10 of those things and just find the trash can, throw it away, and bam, we have decluttered.
That's it. That's it. And I think we hold on to things also because we think, well, gosh, I spent money for that.
Yes.
You know, how can I give up that money that I spent for that widget that I didn't even use? and you kind of feel like it's wasteful. But
mm-hmm.
what we fail to realize is what may be considered wasteful to us is a great gift to another person.
Mm-hmm.
And,
I found that out.
Yes. There are so many people that are in need of the things that we no longer use.
Yes. Well, okay, let's talk about that. Okay, Rebecca, let's talk. Because the hard part is just, you know, we have good intentions, okay? And part of it is, I think, it's like, okay, if I were to clean out my closet, right, there are a couple of feelings I have about that. Number one, I have some feelings about the fact that I purchased things that I probably never worn before, that after I purchased it, I probably wasn't ever going to wear it before because I was probably in a state of mind when I purchased it. I don't know what I was thinking about. But it's just not my style. It's not. But I keep holding on to it thinking, okay, eventually I'm going to have enough courage to wear this funny-looking jacket that I know I'm never going to wear. Okay, but I keep trying to convince myself that I do have it. Okay, that's one emotion. Another emotion is, the fact that you do have clothing that you haven't worn, they're not very worn, and then you want to give them away and somebody may not like your style.
Right.
You know, not that you could, you wouldn't know if you just dumped them in one of these, you know, kind of things, but you think, you know, this is some good stuff. You know, I paid pretty good money for this, and if I give it to someone I know, they may reject it and not like what I have. So,
right.
That kind of keeps stuff in your closet, too. And so when we're thinking about this, just trying to really think through, why are we doing this to ourselves? And I'm telling you, I'm speaking on my own behalf, not anyone else. Other people don't have these issues, but I know that when I walk in my closet, there are many things. I know I'm never going to wear this, but for some reason, I just cannot seem to give it up. So... you're helping
me. Well, you know, I think it really comes down to is you have to first examine your spirit.
Mm-hmm.
You have to take a look at the psychology behind that. And, you know, sometimes it's because it represents an aspect of yourself that you don't even realize. Perhaps you bought it when in an exciting time in your life, and you want to hold on to that memory.
Oh, but I was bored to death.
Yeah, you know, a lot of people hold on to things because it represents a memory.
Yes.
They think, well, you know, I was married to my ex-husband when I wore this, and we went here and we went there, and he thought I looked so beautiful. And, you know, what women in particular do is – we procrastinate. We like to romanticize. We live in the past. We try to remember only the good things. And conversely, there are those that remember only the bad things.
Yes.
And that's why I say live in the present.
Mm-hmm.
Every single day is a gift that we have been given. And if we live in the now,
mm-hmm.
and just take baby steps toward getting to tomorrow by creating a destiny, by making just one small change, just one small change. And what I do with my clients is we take one room at a time.
Mm.
That's it. One room. And if a person can't give up a piece of clothing, I ask them to wear it every day. Wear it. I guarantee you, you're going to give it away.
Oh, that is so funny. Maybe that's a good idea, is that, you know, wear that thing 3 or 4 times so you can feel like you got your wares in, and then let it go. And do they get to wear it?
Yeah, and if it doesn't fit, it's a reminder that, guess what, it doesn't fit. But I think oftentimes people hold on to clothing that, you know, it's too small because they feel, you know what, I don't care what it takes, I'm going to make it fit,
the thing is that,
you know, women are so hard on themselves, and it's so difficult for us to accept the fact that we're going to change.
Yeah.
You know, attitude is everything. If you change gracefully and you do it with joy and you accept yourself and you say, you know what, you know, it's time for me to move forward, then that change isn't so difficult. And that's a lot of reason why people have clutter, is because they don't want to change. It's very, very difficult.
Well, you know, you've given us a number of tools. I want to open up the line for anyone who might have a question for you. And if you have a question, you can press 1 on your phone, and I'll see that you might want to join our call. If you're in our chat room, you can ask a question as well, and we will present that to our guests on today. I think that when we think about this whole idea of clutter, we've talked a little bit about decluttering our mind, decluttering our spirit, and you've actually spoken to a number of those things even today when you're talking about living in the present, because one of the things we addressed is when you have worry and anxiety in your life, the only thing that does is keep you out of the present because you're thinking on things in the past or things that haven't even yet happened to you. So it really causes you to miss out on the opportunities of your present. So when you think about, give us an example or maybe a story with a client that you might have experienced and how they may have overcome, or they're kind of that aha moment with you helping them to declutter their space or mind.
Well, I'll tell you, I met a client. It was interesting. I was driving my car, and she saw my advertising magnets, and she said, "I'm the gal in the Lexus who just almost ran you down. I really need you. Can you come to my house today?"
And
I said, well, it was funny. I said, well, certainly, but it will be toward the end of the day. I got to her house, and she sat down, and I sat down in her office, and it literally was a disaster. It was borderline hoarding. And she explained to me that when her father died, she took over a business that she didn't know anything about, but she felt she owed it to her father to keep his legacy, to keep his business running. Mm. And her husband felt the same. So he gave up his job, and they were running this business they knew nothing about. She became so overwhelmed that she just started neglecting her health, and she had health problems. She had stuff piled to the ceilings. She had never gone through any of her father's belongings. And we sat down, and we talked for 4 hours on what it is that she wants to achieve, and how we can best get her there. And we decided to start in the office first. And because I do have a strong business background, you know, it's a plus for me because I understand documents, I understand business.
Yes.
And I even fixed her computer one day.
Oh, wow.
And, but we started, you know, by sorting through all of her father's belongings and taking time to reminisce and my asking questions, and then I carefully boxed what we were going to keep and decided where we would store them. And I started in just one little corner, and before you knew it, that entire corner, which was a fireplace, was revealed, and there was this beautiful stone fireplace, and in the fireplace was a box of jewelry. And it was her grandmother's jewelry. They were heirloom jewels and probably worth a lot of money.
Mm-hmm.
And she just cried, and she said, you know, I probably have a lot of hidden treasures.
Oh.
And I said, well, let's go on a treasure hunt.
Mm.
And as we started just uncovering and unveiling and unlayering, we found more and more treasures. And every day, she got happier and happier. Her husband would come home and say, is this really my house? Is this really my house? And by the time we got to the end of the project, I mean, they were just the most joyous. Their marriage was actually on the rocks when I started at that house. Toward the end of the project, they were planning vacations together because that clutter was her holding on to her father. And it was almost as though she didn't let her husband in. She was in control, and she held on to her father. And once she released her father and she welcomed her husband back in, her whole life changed.
Wow.
Her whole life changed. And it was an amazing experience.
Wow.
I mean, it was just, it took my breath away. And, you know, I think, you know, what happens is that we hold on to things because it makes us feel more secure. Because
sure.
We live in a very insecure environment.
Mm-hmm.
But if we could just understand that, you know, life is for living, and the more stuff we amass, the less living we do. Because stuff requires time and attention, or it's a distraction, or it causes problems. If we could just live more simplistically, we would save more money, and we'd have that much more time to enjoy this wonderful life.
Wow, that's beautiful. That's a wonderful place to conclude. I like the simplicity, and I hope you'll have an opportunity on tomorrow to talk to us a little bit about simplifying along
yes.
with the decluttering. We'll have a couple of other individuals here. One of our members, Catherine Karen Ginze, she will talk about decluttering your finances and getting us prepared for moving forward in the month of May, which is Healthy, Wealthy, Wise, and prepare us for a few challenges that we're going to have in May. So, Rebecca, I just want to thank you for taking the time to join us, and we really do look forward to seeing and meeting you on tomorrow here
yes.
At our meeting at Woman Act Now, and I'm looking forward to you getting a hold of me.
Well, good, and I look forward to it as well. It's going to be informative, and I'm actually going to have a fun little exercise for people to get involved with so it can be more interactive.
Okay, excellent. Well, we look forward to it, and you are happy to stay on the line, and I'm going to welcome our next guest to the show, who is also our Do-It Girl of the Month. And Do-It Girls are those ones who are the top contributor to our Woman Act Now community, to our member site. And I tell you, Miss Madonna Alexis she's been running hard. She's been running very hard since she started with Woman Act Now, and she's been a tremendous contributor in various different forums and discussions, and she's a woman on the move. So I want to invite Madonna to the show, and let me just pull it on up. I tell you, I am working the magic here. I had no idea I could work my whole radio show from my iPhone. I feel so you know, another reason for Apple pride, you know what I mean? And eventually maybe we'll have a little humble pie, but it just keeps on giving us more. So I am just so excited that I can do this right here from my phone. I am so impressed with myself. But anyway, I want to invite Ms. Madonna Alexis to the call to our radio program today. Madonna, are you there?
Yes, I'm here. Thank you, Coach Anna, for such a nice introduction. I really appreciate that.
Well, you are very welcome, honey. I have had enough interaction with you to know that I am working and dealing with the real thing, and I'm excited about your contribution. Really, I am, to Woman Act Now in your dreams and visions. And, you know, this is your opportunity, Madonna, so that you can let your fellow members really know a lot more about you, and putting you on this stage of opportunity to share your dream and your vision and your passion and how Woman Act Now has been impactful in your life. So first things first, girl, I'm going to see what you've learned. Tell us about yourself.
Okay, well, I'm originally from New York, and originally I wanted to be a professional singer when I was growing up. So I realized that that's not something that God had for me, because I really think that's a hard industry to be in.
Yeah.
But I've always had a passion I've always had a passion for fashion. I used to be a makeup artist for a lot of high-end lines. So I started off in sales and marketing. So I've always been a salesperson, and I love the fashion industry and music and arts and everything like that. So since the music thing didn't work out for me, all my life I knew that I have an entrepreneur spirit. And I was trying to figure out how can I, you know, use the talents that the Lord has given me. So one day he just gave me the idea with the magazines and the brand of Prima Donna, because I've been through a lot in my life as a teenager. And I kind of wanted to pass on the information that I've learned to help the other girls.
All right.
Can you hear me?
Yes, I can. I hear a little bit of feedback in your call, and I'm not sure what that may be.
Can you hear me now?
I can hear you very well. Okay.
Okay, sorry about that. I had you on speaker.
Yeah, well, actually, that's a whole lot better. It's
okay, thank you.
For the quality of those who are listening to you. So tell us a little bit about your magazine and your passion. How long have you been doing this, Madonna?
Well, the magazines have been in pre-production for about 3 years. I wanted to get all the concepts together, the departments. I really wanted my editorial direction to have a real focus, not just to have a magazine with beautiful pictures or beautiful women. I really wanted to have a voice, have a message, something that would really encourage and inspire and transform lives by reading the articles. So it took me time to really develop the concepts. I had to, you know, grow up spiritually myself. There's a lot of things in my life that I had to change and learn how to grow and become a stronger Christian, because I am a Christian, and the magazine does have a Christian element. So I wanted it to be like a sermon, like it teaches women how to be the best that they can be. That don't put so much emphasis on the way that you look. Yes, it's great to look fabulous, you know, and be attractive, but that's not where your true beauty lies. So I wanted that message, and so it was really important for me to learn really what my message was. So that's why I took the time to develop it. So the magazine is really about fashion and beauty. However, it's really about empowering and changing lives.
So then tell us, Madonna, when you think about your vision a few years from now, what does it look like?
Wow. I think my vision looks like the magazines all over the country, really, all over the country, just, you know, the girls from 17 all the way through 45 even. Women pick it up, you know, every quarter or every month, and they just look forward to the articles. They look, you know, forward to what, you know, what are we going to be discussing this month? What are the trends? You know, what's hot, what's not? What are the topics? And it's just something that they really look forward to, because in this industry, there's really not that many publications for women of color. And when I say women of color, I mean women of all different ethnicities. You know, this encompasses African American, Asian, Latin, you know, Caribbean cultures, and, you know, so it really touches the lives of women of color. So I'm just really excited about it. I've worked so hard for it. I'm just really trusting God that he's going to put the brand where it needs to be.
That's awesome, and we're certainly encouraging and standing with you. I'd like for you to share with us a little bit about how Woman Act Now has been, what kind of role has it played in your recent development?
For me, the first thing that I find that it's really making me think, you know, not just, you know, like, you know, just saying, okay, this is what I want to do, this is what I want to do, this is what I have to do, but it's giving me time to really reflect upon what is it that you have to do? Are you clear about what you have to do? How are you going to do it? So it's making me ask myself these hard questions, you know, and it's kind of making me feel like somebody's holding me accountable. And if I need help or if I feel like I'm falling, there's somebody out there. I have a resource now. There's somebody that I can call. So it's been a true encourager. It's been my support system. And I just feel like I'm not by myself anymore.
That is good, girl. You know, I like the way that sounds. That sounds like music to my ears. One of the things I want to ask you, Madonna, when you think about Woman Act Now in the scope of what we do, have you had this experience before?
Have I experienced it before, like a Woman Act Now experience?
Yes.
No, I haven't. I think there's a lot of organizations that I'm familiar with. You know, I've had a lot of opportunities where people want to network with me and they'll invite me to different things. And I've never really signed up for anything like Woman Act Now or any other organization because I felt like it wasn't really for me. But the difference with Woman Act Now, I just feel that there's a sincerity there. It's not like, okay, let's just do this because this is a cliche thing to do. Let's just create an organization for women. Let's try to help women. But it just has a true essence. It's just, it's something that is really passionate, and I think anybody that comes involved with it, they can feel the sincerity, the love. It's like a sisterhood. Really, it really is. It's just like a sisterhood. That's the best way I can explain it.
Well, I think that's beautiful, and I'm in total agreement with you. You know, in my, certainly my heart is that what I am endeavoring, I think, to do with Woman Act Now and the members is I really want every member to have a personal experience. I really, really want that member to experience that somebody really cares about my dream. You know, and I think oftentimes when we're involved in a number of different things, we're working towards the vision of that particular dream of Woman Act Now or of, you know, these various different women organizations. You know, we all have our goals and our objectives, and people get involved and we can connect and we can network and different things like that. But at the end of the day, sometimes we do walk away and it feels like nobody's really paid attention to my dream. I can ask a few questions, and so my heart is really committed to paying attention to the dreams of individuals. And I don't know, you know, where I'm going to get all the energy and the whatever I need for it. But you know, I know that other women, the more I think I example or I demonstrate for individuals, that then those women will not only get their needs met, but they will start to help to meet the needs of other women while still having their dream served. And that's
absolutely
where my heart lies very, very strongly. And I want to maintain that integrity in Woman Act Now, that this is really about you. And so have you really experienced that?
Yes, I have. It's just like lately, the last month or so, I've been really busy trying to get everything together, so I haven't been able to participate as much as I would like to. But it's no part on the organization. That's just me not having the time. But now that my assistant is back with me, I have somebody really, you know, helping me day to day. That's going to make a tremendous difference where I can take the time aside to participate in the meetings and the calls and things like that. But it definitely, honestly, I'm not just saying that to make you feel good or make the listeners feel good. The organization really is very powerful. And just to piggyback off of what you were saying, how you really care about the women, that's how I feel about Prima Donnas. They're like my little sisters. I want to be able to help them. You know, I want to make a difference. I want them to know that it is possible, that you don't have to, you know, be promiscuous to be successful in life, or you don't have to act a certain way because the music videos are telling you to do that, that there's a choice. There's different options for you to exercise. So, you know, so I totally understand how you feel about wanting to help women, because I feel the same way. So it's a good match for me. I told you I was blessed, absolutely blessed when I came across you.
Oh, thank you, Madonna. And you do an excellent job sharing your appreciation with me, and I absolutely thank you for it. Because, you know, Coach needs, Chief Encouragement Officer needs a little encouragement every now and then.
Amen. Amen. Because a lot of people, they like to take, they never give, you know, and we need that. You know, when you pour into people, you definitely need that back, so I completely understand.
Yes, and so one of the things that I want to ask you, when you think about your ability to execute on your dreams, when you think about execution, and you know that's what Woman Act Now is all about, acting in the now, making right choices today that are going to give you the best possible future, in your what? New now. So when you think about some of these principles that you've learned at Woman Act Now, does any of them stand out for you? Did they make a tremendous, were they a kind of a defining moment or thought that may have opened things for you?
I think the thing is, what are you doing today? That's the thing. So for me, it makes me focus, like I could be doing more today. Instead of me thinking about, well, I don't have this or I don't have that, instead of concentrating on what I don't have, let's talk about what you do have so you can execute where you are. You know, do what you can do today. And that's what the book did for me as well. It really made me focus and stop thinking about what I don't have. So that was the ha-ha moment for me.
Wow, that's good. I love hearing people's ideas and their thoughts on things because you never, you know, you think you know how people are going to respond or what they walk away from. And so now, tell me a little bit about your experiences of coming to the table. We have conversations with Coach. What's been that experience for you?
it's been an experience where it just kind of makes me want to be honest, like opposed to just keeping my wall up or feeling like, okay, well, you're in it by yourself. People don't really understand, you know, but now I feel like I have somewhere where I can really talk to people and they understand what I'm going through because they're going through similar things. So, you know, coming to the table, it gives you an opportunity to share and what that, you know, you never know. You might have not thought of something. Somebody might give you a suggestion or an idea. Now you're in a better place because of it. So opening up is just fabulous. It really does. And it'll translate, I think, into other areas of your life.
That's awesome. That's awesome. Well, you know, this is Coach Anna McCoy with our Do It Girl of the Month, Miss Madonna Alexis. And Madonna, we hadn't had our opportunity, but Madonna also wins a one-on-one coaching session, and she's going to use that to her utmost benefit. But in addition to that, she got a few other things. She got a book, Jesus, was it Jesus Entrepreneur?
Yes, it was.
Yes, and that came out of my personal library. Of course, you saw my little writing in there, here and there.
Yeah, and I have the candle.
Yes, you got a candle. You got the FedEx.
Yes, I did.
Anything else that I can't remember if there was anything else that may have come. And the only reason why you're not featured on the home page is because we've got a bug. We can't debug. We can't declutter that bug.
Cause oh, no.
The bug of Juanita Fleming is still stuck on that page.
Juanita.
I do believe she might be listening to us today. So, Juanita, you know that you are loved and appreciated, but you are stuck on that home page, okay? So that is so funny. I think I'm going to just have to create a whole nother woman on the move kind of thing just to get somebody else on that page and just leave Juanita where she is because I cannot plug it and figure out how to remove her from that page.
Oh, Lord.
No matter what
That's funny.
No matter what browser I use, no matter what computer, Juanita refuses to move.
That's awesome.
Isn't that funny? Wouldn't you have liked to have been the one got stuck on that front page?
Yeah, but everything happens for a reason, because I tell
that's
you, she's
right.
A woman that really wants it. She
yes,
wants it,
yes,
and she's
yes.
A woman who acts now, so she deserves to be there.
Yes, that's beautiful, Madonna. So now that you're talking about tell me, does any particular time or opportunity or something we talked about or something that one of the other members may have talked about in the scope of our calls or whatever it is in our time together, even in Orlando, and I forgot to tell the people that you were from Orlando, ring true in your ears, or just maybe something that occurred with another woman might have helped you to kind of grow or to excel or to open up opportunities for you?
Well, there was this one time I was kind of going through trying to make a decision, and I wasn't really clear on it, and that kind of stuck out to me that the ladies took the time to talk to me, and they gave me different point of views, and I was able to actually listen to that and start listening to that inner voice inside of me, and I actually based my decision on that. So I just thought that it was critical that you have an open heart and open ear, you know, so when you're at the table, like, pay attention, because even though they may not be talking about your particular problem or topic at that time, it doesn't mean you can't get something from it.
Yeah. Oh, that's good. Well, we only have a couple more minutes in our show today, and I want to open up the lines to see if I can get some individuals to give me some takeaways from our guests earlier. What are you walking away from the show with today, Miss Madonna?
So actually to understand, because I've been getting this message all day, which is really interesting, stop looking at the past. Live today. Let the past go. Declutter your life. Let those things go, because in a way it's blocking you from getting more. So that's what I've learned, that decluttering is more than decluttering your makeup bag or your closet. It's deeper than that, and I actually am walking away from that, honestly.
Okay. Well, thank you very much, Miss Madonna. I'm going to open up the call. I think I have Margie Stewart on the line. Are you there?
Yes, I am.
Yeah, so what are you walking away from the call with today?
What I'm walking away with the decluttering from Rebecca is letting go emotional feelings. I do have my mother died in 1975, and I still have a lot of her stuff. At that time, I thought it was stuff of value, but as I look back at it, there's a lot of it just stuff I just need to let go of and can clear the spaces and to find out that it's okay, that it's okay that I let go of some of her things.
Wow. That's really an amazing observation. I talked to a lady this week, and her dad died about a year ago, and she was concerned that her mother hadn't done anything. All of the stuff is in the exact same place it was in when he passed away. And, you know, sometimes it takes time to process. And so what are you going to do? You going to declutter some of that stuff and still feel okay about it?
Yes, I am. I'm going to declutter. Not only am I going to I'm just going to discard of it. It's been there almost 30 years. I've just been holding on to it.
Yeah, but think about this, girl. Go on a treasure hunt. You might find some hidden treasures and all that.
That's right.
That's right. Just keep the treasures, let the rest of it go, and it's going to be a beautiful experience. So we want to thank you for joining us, Margie and Madonna, and also Rebecca. You've been listening to Coach Anna McCoy on the Woman Act Now Radio, The Real McCoy Show, and so we want to invite you to join us and visit us at womanactnow.com, become a member, and let your life change dramatically. So you're loved and appreciated, and we'll talk to you soon. We're all about moving women forward. So have a great day. Another moment in Powered by WAN. We'll talk to you soon. Bye, everybody.
Bye-bye.